our harlot right there with the one. I am Sherry. I will be here for an hour doing a special episode of Fallen Rock Zone at 4 o'clock and just a little bit. Someone from Art of Anarchy will be calling in to discuss their latest album, their tour, and other fun stuff. In the meantime, something new by Rammstein from their new DVD CD that is coming out soon. Their live concert in Paris, which looks amazing. I've pre-ordered it already. This song is called Wollt ihr das Bett in Flammen sehen? Hope I didn't screw that one up too much, but here we go. Hope you enjoy.
Rammstein. like it. Maybe bring the cocaine, Novocaine, covered in the blood thing. I don't think I mind it. Hey girl, I'm a t-shirt slogan. Hey girl, I'm a boy that I like. Your fascination with medication, you feel your own demise. When you go crazy, yeah, it makes me laugh. I wanna get you naked and take your photograph. But then you take everything you want until I break. You want it all, it's your bank. Living in fear, you're a cold hard bitch, but I can't bitch you out. You're the unclean, unseen child of the morphine. Yeah, I think I like it.
Roxanne, that was Into the Fire with Spit You Out. And before that, Something New by 50 Watt Freight Train, Looking Down, and Ride of Your Life by a band called Joan of Arc. Love them. Right now we have something new from Death Angel. This is called Lost, and keep it tuned here because in a few short minutes, Art of Anarchy will be calling in. In the meantime, here's some Lost.
Falling. time when I felt like I was all alone. Then I met you and you turned my world to gold. No need to say it, no need to turn away. We have an understanding day by day. All I need is to look into your eyes and I'm okay. The two of us got something special, like a bomb that can't be broken, like a shield of protection. This bond of ours is unspoken. Every time I see your face, I always know my place. With my arms wrapped around you and a kiss just in case.
Blind. Well, I heard the song.
Fallen Rock Zone. That was Art of Anarchy with Madness. And I am on the phone with Ron Bumblefoot Thal. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on.
I am excited to have you on. This album kicks ass, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to give you kudos for, you know, putting together this album and putting it out. It seems like this band is kind of like a labor of love for you, being with the disjointed beginning that you had.
It was, yeah, it definitely was off to a rough start, that's for sure.
Yeah, a different start, but we won't get into that because, you know, that's an old chapter of a book that's been closed.
Yeah.
So you met up with Scott Stapp in 2015 and kind of reorganized, and not like the band, but just as with a new singer, and started everything off again, correct?
Yeah, and in a way it was like reorganizing. It was definitely a very fresh start. The first album came out in June of 2015. We were without a singer. Just a question of, do we find a new singer, or just, you know, what do we want to do? So we had a very small list of possibilities that we thought could work. And first name on the list was Scott Stapp. Reached out, got together with him in August, just 2 months after the album came out. We were down in Florida jamming and just feeling everything out, and it was good. So in September of 2015, all five of us got together for a good, maybe about 2 weeks, and we just set up camp and wrote from the minute we got up to the minute we went to bed, just recorded the demos and just really started making music from scratch. There was nothing that was really relating to the first album. We were just writing together as a band, all five of us contributing and just being partners in the whole process. And it's good, and it worked out. We really refinished half the album. We wrote half of the songs on this album just in that initial week and a half, 2 weeks that we were together.
Mm-hmm. And was it basically Scott with the lyrics and you guys with the music, or was there a lot of lyrical involvement with that too, with the other guys?
I'd say most of the lyrics were Scott. You know, he's got to tell his own story. He's singing, it's coming out of his mouth. It's got to be in his words and his thoughts. But he would bounce ideas off of us,
uh-huh.
and make suggestions. But overall, really, it was from him.
Yeah, and I mean, he was going through a lot personally. And so this, you know, the writing process for this album must have been really cathartic for him. You know, just get all of the stuff out that was, you know, festering in there.
Yeah, definitely there was a lot to share, a lot of feelings to, you know, just experiences, everything to just let out. Definitely. And, I mean, enough to the point that we kind of gave it the theme of the album, The Madness, mm-hmm. because he, you know, just like the song you just played, you know, he rose above it and made it to the other side of it.
Well, the video is kind of like, you know, intense too. It, you know, and you got a pretty well-seasoned filmographer who did something with Creed before, but it reminds me very much that video. Not like in certain ways, it reminds me of the Disturbed video for Stupefy, just like some of the cuts and stuff like that. You know, but like that's what it reminds me of. I was looking at the two today, and I'm like, wow, they're a lot alike, but yet so much different from each other too. You know, so I don't know. That's kind of my thought on it. So, but
cool.
I digress. But you guys are heading out on tour just in a couple of days, right? I mean, that's
yeah. Great. My God, that came up fast. Wow. I feel so not ready. Feel ready but not ready. It's kind of like when you leave the house to go on a trip and the whole time you're saying to yourself, all right, what did I forget to pack? You know,
yep.
That kind of feeling. Yeah, we're good to go. We're going to play every song on the album. We'll do more than that. But, yeah, now we're just working out all the little, gear things, getting in-ear mixes for the guys using in-ear monitors and dialing in guitar tones and all that stuff. So that as we're playing, we're doing a little one-foot tap dance, you know, changing sounds in front of the mic stand. And, you know, dirty, clean, dirty, that stuff.
Yeah.
We're getting there. we're adding oil to the machine, I guess you could say. That we're starting to grease it up.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And you're doing like a really big like gig in Vegas for this festival, which looks like off the hook crazy, but, you know.
It's Vegas, yeah.
Yeah.
No other way. Yes, right. April 29th at the M Resort is like a big, giant, some kind of like wild party music festival with Buck Cherry, Alien Ant Farm, Trapped, Sick Puppies, I think, is there. I hope they're there because I just said they were. Adelita's Way, we're there. That's going to be a fun one. So we're headlining the second of the 3 days. So mm-hmm. we're there on, it's April 28th, 29th, and 30th, and we're on the middle day. We're headlining it. So, yes,
that's
that
awesome.
Is going to be fun. It's Vegas. There's nothing but fun. So,
yeah.
Definitely.
So you guys are also offering on the tour VIP experience too, which is actually pretty cool, and it's not that expensive either. So, like, I give kudos to you guys on that too, because so I mean, some bands, the VIP experience is like $8,000, and
you know, $8,000, it should come with a Toyota Camry, a back rub, like 1 year of like free Outback, like. Come on.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
I'll do the back rub.
At least
though. I'll give the back rub.
Yeah, definitely a back rub, and maybe throw in a foot rub in there for good measure, you know. But
well, that's it. It's a gold VIP. Silver VIP
gets
the back rub. Gold gets back and foot. Now, if you go platinum, but we won't get into that. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a little too happy of an ending there, but, you know, whatever. But.
So the VIP stuff, all that, if you go to AOA, as an Art of Anarchy, AOA.soundrink.com, and that's where you can get tickets and any level of VIP stuff. So, yes, AOA.soundrink.com. That's my shameless plug for today.
Okay. Well, that works. Well, I was going to ask you about one more thing that you could shamelessly plug also, because
sure.
today is the last day of your personal pledge music.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Today is the last day.
You know about
day,
that thing.
So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
see,
right.
I
this
did my research there, you know.
You did.
Yeah, so.
So, you want me to tell you about that?
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to tell you about that. So over 20 years ago, I had a record deal. Yeah, 22 years ago, I put out my first Bumblefoot album on a label called Shrapnel Records. I put out two albums during that deal, one in 95 and one in 97. And the second album called Hermit that came out in 97, the mastering was kind of dirty. There was some sound issues that I really wish were different. So just recently, the digital record label The Orchard bought the entire Shrapnel catalog. So now they are the record label for those two albums. So I met with them, and well, first I tried to get my albums back. They said, no, mm-hmm. we're keeping everything that we just got. We're keeping the collection of music together, you know, this whole catalog that of everybody's music. Which makes sense. I get it from their point of view, of course. But they said, well, you know, we want to do something. We want to support these old albums and you know, make the world aware and anything we can do. So first thing is I remixed that second album and remastered it, and it sounds like an entirely new album, world of difference. You can hear all the nuances and little things and the cello lines and all the little fancy stuff that got lost. It just... The old version sounded like there was just this blanket over the speakers when you're listening, and now it sounds like the blanket's lifted off, and it's just so refreshing, and I'm just so glad that people get that for eternity rather than the previous. So we're doing this pledge campaign, one day left. By the time people are aware of it and hear this interview, it'll be gone. But
well, so we're live now, so they have a chance.
We're live? Oh, geez,
yeah,
we're live.
Okay.
All right.
Or is it
so
never?
So everybody listening,
no.
If you go to, it's, well, yeah, I should actually say, it's pledge.com, well, pledgemusic.com/bumblefoot. And what it is those two albums from the 90s, from way back when, that have additional bonus tracks added, and that second album is remixed and remastered, and there's all kinds of goodies you can get. You know, I have my own line of hot sauce, so you can get hot sauce along with it. The music is being put out on vinyl for the first time, so you can get vinyl if you're into collecting. If you want a collector's item, because this will probably be the last time you find the stuff on vinyl. There's, you know, the usual goodies. Shirts, there's custom guitar straps, there's signed test pressings, all that kind of stuff that if you're a collector, it's something that's going to be very limited edition. And if you're into weird Zappa-esque, eclectic, eccentric, experimental, weird guitar music or progressive music, progressive metal, progressive hard rock, that's just a little quirky and left of center, you may want to check this stuff out.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out if you haven't listened to it already. It's you know, definitely it's different than Art of Anarchy, and also the, you know, different from the band that you're the seventh member of, Fragile Mortals. So,
oh, Fragile, yeah. Love those guys.
That stuff is awesome, too.
Yeah, Fragile Mortals is wonderful. Yeah, what a great bunch of guys. It's such interesting music they've made. Yeah, so that, it's the band Generation Kill, which is a metal band fronted by the former singer of Exodus, Rob Dukes. And they teamed up with Daryl McDaniels, also known as DMC from Run DMC. So they have this group together, and it's really just very interesting stuff. So I handled some of the production duties for their music, and also added some additional guitar parts to things. So I'm sort of like a seventh member of the group. I'm like the Reuben Kincaid. I'm the guy who, like, you know, drives
the
bus.
Yeah. So for people who are listening, go, you know, go see Art of Anarchy live. They're touring throughout America. Sadly, no dates in Florida, which is where I'm located. But, you know, maybe we could do a backyard thing or something.
Where in Florida? Where are you at?
I live in between Sarasota and Fort Myers.
Okay.
In a town called Northport, which is like right next to Port Charlotte, which is like the Gulf Coast of Florida. So.
Yeah, I'm picturing the map. I know exactly where. Good. Yeah, my mom, she lived in Boynton Beach for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's the other side, but.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
so good. Hello everybody in Florida.
Yeah. Well,
and I wish coming to come see y'all. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful this time of year, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, you'll get Las Vegas, which is, like, kind of close anyway, but not as humid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what they all say. But pick up Art of Anarchy. Their latest album is out now. Go check them out on tour. Check out the video. Go check out Bumblefoot and his Pledge Music campaign and all of the stuff that they've got going on is amazing. So looking forward to more music from you guys. So thanks again for calling in. And
thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody listening. And I really hope that our next tour we can get down to Florida and see you all face to face.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So. And everyone, thanks for calling and listening to Fallen Rock Zone. We will be back next Tuesday. And thanks again, Ron. We will have you
again. Yeah, would love to. Have a great weekend.